Oh, right. Got to do some vocal warm-ups for our technically warm-up. Hamtaro ate ham and cheese sandwiches while hammering a heavy... What's another thing that starts with a ha sound?
Hat.
He was hammering a heavy hat?
I don't know. Maybe it's a hard hat.
Hammering a heavy hard hat. Okay, that's a good warm-up. That's it.
I miss Hamtaro.
Oh, my God. I used to wake up all the time for Hamtaro.
The only good slice of life anime.
It's not the only good. There's plenty it's of the great only slice good of life.
Because slice of life anime, it's like Peppa Pig, okay? You can enjoy it if it's an animal, but the moment it's a human being, it's boring.
That's not true. Slice of life is actually one of my favorite genres. I think it's very good. It's hard to capture just the essence of just normal things that make it extraordinary.
No, it's not. Just turn off your TV.
Can you capture it? Capture the essence of what makes someone's day go forth while keeping someone entertained?
Yeah, I do it every day. That's the hard part,
keeping someone entertained. How? How?
Because I just live my life and make fun of everyone. I'm entertained.
So you're selfish? You focus on me. You see, the problem, it's me. I'm focused on me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not to deviate, I think a good topic for the warm-up, I think you said you're coming in hard and strong today with the strong topic.
Yeah.
Hit me.
So, Disney has revealed Project Luminous, their new Star Wars campaign to basically rebuild the universe.
Yeah.
Basically, they hired a crap ton of writers. I think there's like over 15 of them.
Yeah, and if I'm correct, they range from different areas, not just
it is all over the place. Because what they want to do is basically they want to take the flavor of Star Wars, my favorite word, flavor. And they basically want to rebuild the universe in a new light. So they don't want to feel constrained of the Skywalkers and all those things. Mm-hmm. But they're messing up a little bit.
And I'll explain. They haven't even started yet.
Exactly. They're already messing up. So, just so y'all know.
People are going to think secretly we hate Star Wars.
No. I love Star Wars. We never said
something good.
Star Wars is amazing. It's the best thing in the world.
So, you know that new thing that hasn't came out yet? Yeah. They fucked it.
Well, no. Let me explain why. So, let me tell you the good stuff. So, they got all these writers. Mm-hmm. And so far, all they revealed is all of this will only be... pretty much on paper so far. So they have novels, children's books, and comics.
I'm very excited.
That's how it's all going to start.
Oh, you got me, baby.
You have all these writers, all these different perspectives of the what they call the High Republic. Everyone's getting confused with that with like Knights of the Old Republic.
And it's a different, right? Is it different? Like, is the Old Republic still canon?
Well, not really.
Okay.
But I don't really focus on what's canon anymore. I just enjoy the stories.
I just see it as two different universes, pre-Disney, post-Disney.
You know what? And the thing is, like, they haven't done anything Old Republic to contradict if it's canon or not. So it just exists, and there's no other thing to fight it. It's just considered legends because it was created before the Disney merger. But anyway, so Knights of the Old Republic takes place like 1,000 years or more. Ish before Battle of Yavin, which is where they always measure, which is, you know, episode 4. They always measure everything with the Battle of Yavin. So it'll be like 44, you know, BY before BBY.
Before Yemen.
Yavin. And during that time of the Knights of the Republic, the Sith are in all out war with the Jedi and all that good stuff. But this is going to be during the High Republic. So they have it 200 years before the events of A New Hope.
Just 200?
It's just 200.
Oh, so that doesn't give them that much wiggle room.
Exactly. So they're going to do their own stories and build this universe, but you're still going to see some familiar faces, a.k.a. Yoda, will be 700 years old.
Uh, So that's what they're aiming for.
Yeah, so he's going to be an active character. They haven't they've revealed a little bit of concept art, but they haven't dropped him by name.
Oh, does he have hair?
I think he had like a ponytail. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Oh,
but there's like three different drawings of him, so I don't know what the finalized one will look like.
I want Yoda with a ponytail but still bald on top. I want him to be the equivalent of like a 50-year-old man who's still clutching to his youth, going, "Come on, guys, I'm still young and hip. Look at the ponytail." But he's already balding and kind of walks with a limp, getting close to needing a cane.
You're making me feel really sad because that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, I finally decided to let my hair grow, but I'm starting to, like, get the bald corners. I'm like, ooh.
You're getting close to your true... You're getting close to Yoda. Hmm.
Wow.
That's good.
And just so you know, once it starts to go, I'm just going to shave my damn head. I am going that route.
Same. I feel that my grandfather has what I call the crown of... Oh, man. Now I'm blanking on the word. It's called... What's the word? Sorry, I just slapped my arm. If you caught that in the audio, I am so sorry. what is a word when you're trying to not let go of something? And it's out of stubbornness. You know what I'm trying to say? Man, I'm blanking.
Oh, man.
Right?
I got nothing. You're the writer.
So it's my job.
It's called Star Wars Episode 9. So anyway.
No. It's whatever. I just call it, basically, let's just call it for now, the crown of not giving up. Or stubbornness, whatever. But it's where you have the hair that stretches all around the sides and the back of your head, but your top is completely shaven. And it looks like you're wearing like an old Caesar crown, where you just put it in. And you just don't want to let go of your hair, even though you know that look isn't good. I already told myself, the second my hairline gets bad, I'm shaving my whole head.
Yeah, I've already checked it. Like, I shaved my sides, and like, you saw the picture. I put my hand to the side. I was like, you know what? I wouldn't look terrible bald.
Yeah. No, yeah, I already know, because like, I can grow a beard, so I'm fine. And you have a strong jawline, you're fine.
Yeah, and I just have to, you know, gain some more mass.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've gained a solid 6 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's all muscle or like a mixture or what you feeling?
Oh, it's muscle.
That's good.
Yeah, I was scared when I started class that like it's a lot of cardio and stuff, so I was going to lose a lot of weight. But because I'm doing it, it's making me, you know, also eat a lot more and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's, it's kind of been balancing out. Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of people like to go like, oh, working out, you're going to eat less and everything. But it's not actually the truth. You're going to eat more because you're burning more. Like,
oh, yeah. And that's I'm snacking a lot more. I'm trying to make sure those snacks are either like high in energy content, not just like sugar.
Yeah, that's my problem. Like my weight always fluctuates. Like it goes through its ebbs and flows because when I work out heavy, like cardio and muscle, I eat a lot. But then when I slack off, my body will be used to that. And then that's when I'll start gaining weight again. And I'm like, oh, God. Because, like, that's why I'm, like, sometimes I'm, like, I fluctuate from being actually, like, I have, like, good muscle mass and, like, a belly. I'm never going to have a six-pack. I still say to this day, I don't know why you draw me with a six-pack. That will never happen. I'm just going to either be, like, not really having a belly and not having muscle, or having a lot of muscle toned but still no six-pack having that belly. Like, I'm going to be Russian dad bod, like in the Black Widow trailer, the dude who plays Hopper kind of body.
You kind of have that now already.
Yeah, I do. I have like a very I have muscle on my upper body and my lower, but I have a belly. That's why I go like, don't draw me with, like, I'm like, I don't mind everything else. It's just the abs. I've wanted them since I was a kid. And then like in high school, I accepted like it's not happening. Because I know how to get them, but the amount of work and training and everything, I decided, like, if people want to go through that, that's fine. Like, you're working for it. You always had abs.
I don't have abs. I have anorexia. So what you see is my tight flesh around the small muscles that I have.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
But, like, I was just going to say, like, I always will never have them. But it's because, like, what I'm willing to give up.
Henceforth, I will draw you with a beer belly.
No, let's not go that far.
That's just not... a little pooch. Just a little pooch.
Just a chicken.
Like a kangaroo pouch.
God, no, I don't know. I know you're very rude when you draw me. You don't draw me beautifully. You've never given me a portrait, and I looked at it like, oh, I feel good. It's always, why do you zero in on that? You drew a picture of me when I was a kid.
It's a very distinguishing feature.
And before I had braces, so my teeth were crooked, and you made sure to draw him with some crooked ass teeth. Like, you drew me like, look, you're a hero, and with a big smile, croak, croak, croak. I'm like, I have the ability to turn my body into rubber, and I still can't straighten my teeth in your mind? Are my teeth that bad? Even if I had a superpower, God himself could not will it.
Listen, this isn't My Hero Academia. Just because you get one power doesn't mean you have a bunch of complementary powers.
Oh, I didn't know fixing my teeth was complimentary.
We'll get into that. Remind me that when we get to the actual episode.
Yeah, that is the next topic. But
we're running pretty hot, and we're trying to talk about Star Wars, and we got into our bodies.
I think that's a good warm up. We don't need to go into Project
Lynch. Hey guys, I know you guys the few people that come here like to talk nerd shop and stuff. But you know, if you were just wondering what we look like and
let me tell you how
our physiques are doing.
You know, if you want to know how we're physically doing and how to get physically fit, you came to the wrong group of people. We constantly struggle with our bodies. There are people who can make it far and go, we did it. But we're like, man, my problem is I like food too much. Oscar's problem, I don't like food that much.
The problem is I like food. I like the wrong kinds of food. And this last year and a half, I've gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming more active, because unless I'm actually being active or exercising, I cannot gain weight to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like, oh, it's such a hard thing to have. Oh, he doesn't gain weight. But
yeah, as someone who gains weight, I am thinking that right now. Thank you.
Yeah, but being like super skinny like I am, like it sucks. Like you feel the same sort of thing. Like, you feel tired, you feel weak, and things like that. Because I'm not in shape. Just because you can see my quote-unquote abs doesn't mean I'm in shape by any means.
Yeah.
And so, like, I still get tired, I still hurt, you know, and things like that. And especially when I get sick, it's the worst. If I get, like, the cold or the flu, I'll drop 10 pounds easy. And then all of a sudden, I'm under 100 pounds, and I'm just literally, like, frail. Like, I can barely, like, lift my own self up.
Yeah, whereas, like, I have the opposite problem. Like, I can't really slack on my physique because, like, it's a mixture of, I know it's how I eat, and I'm not saying I eat horribly. I actually eat healthy. It's just when it comes to, like, snacks, like, sweet snacks, like desserts, I go hard on them because, like, I eat relatively healthy. I'm not over here going, like, I eat salads,
this boy,
I'm saying I eat relatively.
If you have the fortune of having Ricky as a guest, yeah, he's fantastic. Just hide all your Debbie cakes.
That's rude and true.
You ate an entire box of my Debbie cakes. Like, I was like, just open it up. Have one.
No. You didn't say have one. I remember because I asked, hey, Oscar, how many can I have? You want as much as you want? And that's where you made your first mistake. You don't invite a vampire in your house. You don't tell me I can have as much as I want. Because I always ask one time. I'm like, are you sure? You're like, yeah. And I'm like, got it.
There is a level of so-called respect.
Yeah, and you respected your guests so well. Thank you.
Anyway, that was Project Luminous, sponsored by Disney.
If you want to learn more about how to get that sweet Yoda bot... go to Oscar. He's already with the body. He's getting close to the hair.
Yeah. Make sure to go to a physician, get that midichlorian count to know the bantha milk you need.
And if you want a body like mine, visit your local Jabba the Hutt palace and just let it slosh around. With that, I think that's actually a good warm up. You just want to jump right to the show?
Let's jump right into the show.